Welcome to Radio Holdarchy's Off the Record podcast with Greg Prebble.
Let's have a chat with Minnie Simmons. G'day, Yonny.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. How has the band Minnie Simmons been?
We had a little hiatus towards the end of last year with our bass player getting away. But over the last few months, we've been working hard, trying to get our songs all good to go for one last hurrah.
So last year you released an album and that came out digitally.
Yes, our second album, Makeup.
And you did some shows around that.
Yeah, most of the places you'd go in the country and a few that we hadn't played before, which is cool. Raglan's always a special one. I don't know why, but we've never had a bad show in Raglan. Always an awesome turnout. Yeah, really cool. Auckland is always a good one for us. That's where we're based. We hadn't played Whangarei before. That was a good show as well, up at the Butter Factory there.
And when you go to these places, obviously not Auckland because you live there, but when you go, you know, to Raglan or up to Whangarei, do you get a chance to look around the town? Do you hang around for a bit or do you just drive in, sound check, have a feed, do the show, and then maybe sleep and take off first thing?
It depends a bit. Back in the day when we would cruise around, we would take our time and take surfboards if we could and make a bit of a holiday of it. But nowadays with wives and children and things, it's a bit more of a get in, get out, play the show.
Yeah.
And get back to business a bit. You know, in Wellington we get to hang out for the day. Our flight gets in early in a few of those places. But yeah, this tour was a bit more traveling.
And now the album that you released last year is out on vinyl.
Yes, you can buy it now. Jump on Bandcamp, Makeup. It will be the only pressing we're going to do. So once they're gone, they're gone. But yeah, no, it's an album we're really stoked with. Yeah, I still listen to it now and really happy with how it all came out. And yeah, still getting a lot of love for that. So yeah, really happy with it.
Let's listen to a track from it.
Push and Pull, Brad wrote most of that song, our guitarist. The groove, from my perspective as the drummer, we were kind of going for a Can't You Hear Me Knocking, Rolling Stones vibe for that one. That one was actually, that was a nightmare to record that song. We did that in Brad's garage, which he converted to a little studio. The original version of that was a bigger vocal performance and just a bigger song in general sounding. And then Zach really wanted it. He was really into T-Rex at the time. So he was really pushing for a different sound. So it took us quite a while and a lot of compromising and a lot of work to get it to where it is. But we all ended up really stoked with how it sounds, especially considering it was done in Brad's garage, which the rest of the album was done at Roundhead Studio. So I don't think anyone can really tell, which is quite impressive.
Yeah. So a bit of pushing and pulling, you might say.
Yeah, that's the one.
Let's check it out. Push and Pull from Minnie Simmons on Radio Hauraki.
When you come in the crossfire, you don't know where to begin. One tries to push you away, other one pull you in. Feel like you're playing the game.
It's Radio Hauraki. That's Minnie Simmons with Push and Pull. And we're lucky enough to have the drummer Yoni on a Zoom with us now. Kia ora, Yoni. Thanks for bringing us that tune tonight.
No worries. Happy to share it.
It's off your second album, which is out now. Digitally, it's been out for a bit, but it's just come out on vinyl, and it's a limited edition setup.
Album is called Makeup, and if you just jump on our Bandcamp, which you can find through our socials or however, yeah, it'll be for sale up there. So, okay. Yeah, really happy to have that one out where we enjoy the old school vibe, take a lot of pride in ordering the songs and everything and kind of base it on side A, side B. So, yeah, really stoked that it's out on vinyl.
Yeah, great. How many times have you flipped it over and played the B side?
Plenty of times. I had the demo copies of that one. Everyone was away, so I had to listen through and make sure everything was up to standard. So I had a few spins on it for sure.
And are there any gigs coming up to celebrate the vinyl release?
We have one more gig. This Saturday will be the last Minnie Simmons show ever.
Wow. So, ever?
Ever.
Wow, that's the end of an era then, isn't it, for all of you?
Yeah, it's been a big part. I think when we started the band, there was mention of we'd have a crack for about 2 years, and if we didn't make it after 2 years, we'd call it quits. 7 and a bit years later, we're calling it quits now. It's not a sad thing.
It's not?
More of a celebration, I suppose, not to be too corny. You know, things just get a bit difficult after a little while. No one's fault. Everyone's just got a lot of things on. It's not as easy when you're in your early 20s, practicing for 3-4 hours most nights a week and going away almost every other weekend to play shows and have fun is a no-brainer. But those things aren't as easy as time goes on.
Yeah, especially when you're holding down a full-time job. I mean, you're a builder and the guys all do different things.
Yeah, we're all working and have normal lives outside of the wannabe rock star personas we have on the odd weekend. But yeah, there's also a couple members moving overseas. Zach, our singer, he's heading over to Europe and then he might end up in Sydney, I think. So instead of putting it on pause for a while and not knowing what's going to happen and things like that, would rather just put on one more killer show for the people that have supported us and listened to us and spun our music on the radio like you guys. So we're pretty much playing everything. 20-odd song set. So it's going to be an awesome show, which is this Saturday at Galatos. Highly recommend coming along.
Absolutely. So Galatos is in sort of the K Road precinct of Auckland. It's just sort of a block back from K Road in Auckland for anyone who's coming in from out of town. How much are tickets?
And then after, I think you end up paying around $30. It'll be well worth it. We got Magic Factory, some other Auckland rockers opening up for us. And then last chance to hear Minnie Simmons live in action. So, yeah.
Any idea what time you'll go on stage?
9:30.
And you'll play till you can't play no more.
Pretty much. We're bringing out some old songs from our first EP, which we released in 2017. Even though we still get requested, especially one of them, to play quite a bit, we felt like it was a bit before our skills had developed a bit. So we never really played those songs. So we've been practicing a couple of them and pretty excited to bring some of them out and the other two albums. I've been going for runs for the last couple of weeks trying to get my cardio up so I can make it through the set, to be honest.
Yeah, well, being the drummer, you've got to have that stamina, don't you?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. We're all just trying to want this performance. You know, other times when you play, you make a little mistake. It's easy to be like, oh, we'll get it on the next one, on the next show. There's none of that this time. So kind of leave it all out there, play the best we can. And then, music's always going to be something we do. So Jesse and Zach, moving overseas, maybe Brad, Em and I have had discussions of starting a blues band or something like that, so might just start there and see how we go.
Yeah, cool. In case anyone's just joined us, the final ever gig for Minnie Simmons is this Saturday in Auckland. Where can we get tickets or details about the show?
Yeah, if you just go to any of our socials or on Facebook, Minnie Simmons Band.
Yoni from Minnie Simmons, thanks for your time and Hauraki. And yeah, man, all the best for the show and beyond.
Thank you very much, mate. All the best for yourself as well.
Radio Hauraki's Off the Record podcast. Why not subscribe so they download automatically? And don't forget to rate us 5 stars. Thanks, mate. Find out more about this podcast and the people who make it at hauraki.co.nz.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.